Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Rupa Shenoy. About 24 people are facing accusations of being clients of a commercial sex ring in Massachusetts. Now those cases are raising questions about privacy and how the criminal legal system treats prominent individuals. The accused were scheduled to appear in Cambridge District Court today to determine whether they'll be criminally charged with paying for sex at apartments in Cambridge and Watertown. But a state Supreme Judicial Court justice has delayed the hearings until further orders from the court. WBUR's Deborah Becker reports.
High Court Justice Frank Gaziano issued a stay of the clerk magistrate hearings, giving more time to those opposed to releasing documents in the cases. Media outlets, including WBUR, had petitioned the SJC to have records released because prosecutors described the suspected patrons of the sex ring as prominent in the community. Attorney William Corman, who's not involved in this case, says he's surprised by the decision.
I do think it's unusual for a single justice to weigh in on a clerk magistrate's hearing in the Cambridge District Court. I think that in and of itself is a rarity. This is not your typical case.
Defense attorneys filed a motion saying the accused buyers are not powerful or elite. They say one's an attorney, another a doctor at a public hospital. Private citizens, they say, who face embarrassing consequences and should have an opportunity to defend themselves. They also argued that the probable cause hearings, which are typically private, should not be open to the public. But advocates say it is in the public interest for these buyers' identities to be known. Mary Spetta is with the nonprofit Amira, which helps people leave the sex trade.
As a society, we seek to protect those guys, because those are the guys that we know. Those are the guys that are in our communities. We're not protecting the people that they're hurting.
The people accused of paying for sex could face state misdemeanor charges. They came to the attention of prosecutors after a federal case against three people accused of running the prostitution ring. Former human trafficking prosecutor Beth Keeley expects there's significant evidence against the suspected buyers.
My guess is that, you know, to the extent that the feds have coordinated with state-level law enforcement to think about not just federal charges, but what would be applicable to buyers on the state-level charges, that there is substantial evidence against the people that they're bringing in for the clerk's hearings.
Keeley also says the sexual exploitation of women is prevalent and goes beyond high-end brothels.
Cities and towns across the state might have so-called massage parlors or body works storefronts, unfortunately, where right before our very eyes, you're seeing a storefront or a location where commercial sex is available.
The feds say the services of the high-end ring were advertised online, and the three alleged operators coerced primarily Asian women to travel to Massachusetts and Virginia to engage in prostitution. All three are being held pending trial. Diana Wang with the Asian American Women's Political Initiative says studies show Asian women are the second most trafficked population in the U.S., and she hopes this case helps deter exploitation.
I think it's really important to lift up the voices of these women who are victimized, who oftentimes are highly vulnerable women who just have a strong belief in the American dream and are trying to survive.
A group of magistrates and assistant clerks filed a motion saying the names of the buyers should become public only if criminal charges are filed. Justice Gaziano's ruling gives those opposed until Monday to further respond. He'll then decide how the hearings will proceed. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.